You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, the foundation of this video is going to be based on a video that I put out back in July of 2021 called It's Better to Be Clearly Rejected Than Friend-Zoned. Now, recently, Average Man Unplugged and CGA put out videos along the similar line. Now, I'm going to focus on an article that was published on the 8th of May. Man refuses to walk his friend back to her dorm when she felt unsafe because she rejected him once. Yes, this man actually did the right thing. However, when you get into the nitty-gritty of this, this woman falls into what Patrice O'Neill, RIP, called time whores, and ARC, Alan Roger Curry, also RIP, called manipulative time wasters. Gentlemen, you have to understand, as long as women are able to use what I like to call the illusion of the possibility of sex as a hook, as bait, they have no problems wasting years of your life, then putting you in that dreaded place called the friend zone, where you, as a man, try to quote unquote nice guy your way into something different. However, as of late, there's been a video put out where women automatically know which category of men they're going to put you in. Category one, the man that they know, yep, he's going to blow my back out. Category two, that man is possible, but he's going to have to invest more resources. And category three, no matter what this man does, he will never, ever have her. Gentlemen, you have to make the choice for her. And how do you do that? I'm going to explain when I'm done with this article. The so-called, quote-unquote, nice guy has been discussed in popular culture for years now. Gentlemen, if a woman says you're a nice guy, that right there is actually her telling you you will never, ever lay down with her. As a matter of fact, you should take it with what it truly is, disrespect, and cut that woman off. He's the guy who acts kind and is, quote unquote, not like other men. However, in the end, he believes he deserves a relationship in return for his friendship. Now, in a well-adjusted, sane society, that would actually be called progression. And yes, it would actually be the natural order of things. However, you have to understand you're dealing with psychos in the form of the modern Western woman. They are narcissistic to the point of no return. They are batshit crazy. A 21-year-old college student on Reddit has been accused of displaying quote-unquote nice guy behavior after a girl he was quote-unquote friends with rejected his romantic advance. He proved that he was only a good friend when there was something in it for him. Actually, she's the one who had no problems leading him on. See how they love to twist it and make it the man's fault? No, 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 no. Gentlemen, that is something that you have to establish from the get-go. In his Reddit post, he explained that he had been friends with a woman named Annie for the last 3 years after they met during their freshman year of college. On a typical Saturday night, he, Annie, and some of their other friends would usually hang out at one of their friends' apartments. Quote unquote, after we're done, I walk her to her dorm first before heading back to my dorm, he wrote. This has been the default, and I never really thought too much about it. However, this changed about a month ago when he realized he had feelings for Annie, and he asked her out on a date. She just wanted to remain friends. You see, for those 3 years, she had absolutely no problems using him. See, this is where the usury of men comes into place. And this is where a lot of men actually do get pissed off about it. Can you blame them? No. Why? Because this is another one of Hollywood's propaganda moves. Rom-coms. Be that nice guy. Be accommodating. And in the end, she will see value in you. Yeah, no. Quote unquote, it did not bother me too much, but I obviously wanted to cut back on our friendship a bit, he recalled. Still, they remained amicable and part of the same friend group. At that point, no, he should have cut ties with her right then. Quote unquote, however, I've stopped walking her back to her dorm and just walked back to my dorm, he wrote. The first couple of weeks, she did walk back on her own to her own dorm. However, last week, she asked if I could walk her back to her dorm because she was feeling extremely scared walking alone at midnight, especially when she was drunk. At that point, she is not, actually, she's never been your responsibility. Despite his willingness to walk her with her in the past, he told his friend that she should get an Uber or ask someone else because he was, quote unquote, too tired. The conversation became quite awkward, and Annie ultimately had to find another solution to get home. Good job on this one. Quote unquote, it's understandable that he would want to take some time away from the friendship after being rejected. No, he should cut that friend. But a friendship shouldn't be conditional upon romantic interest and reciprocation. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Gentlemen, you have to understand the differences between male friends and female friends. Female, quote unquote, friends will keep you around as long as it is a benefit to them. Now, of course, here's what they try to downplay. There aren't any romantic or suggestive undertones to walking a friend home, especially if they're drunk and feel unsafe walking home alone late at night. It's disheartening that once Annie turned him down, he suddenly stopped caring about her safety or well-being if they were not romantically involved. Well, once again, I'm going to go back to what I said before. Women have no problems dangling the illusion of the possibility of sex or some sort of relationship progression in a man's face as long as what he does as a utility benefits her. They have absolutely no problems doing that. And far too many women do that even to this damn day, to where guys are still talking about the friend zone, which ironically, women themselves say does not exist. Suddenly breaking his routine because his feelings were hurt disregards the genuine friendship that Annie probably thought existed. No, once again, there was no friendship. As long as he was able to extend a benefit to her, he was the subject of her usury. From her perspective, it seems their entire friendship was based on the possibility that they could be romantic in the future. And now there's a potential friendship is off the table, excuse me. He no longer cares to be her friend. Once again, why should he? Now, I do have to say this. Fellas, do not try the slow way, your way into a woman. Don't do it. Do not do that. That is dead and gone. People in the comments agreed that he was out of line for not walking his friend home. Ah, yes. Here we go. The court of public opinion ready to absolutely excoriate this guy. Quote unquote, you were never her friend, one Reddit user insisted. You don't even know how to be a friend to women. Once again, gentlemen, the only way that a man can be a quote unquote friend to a woman, well, let me go more into detail. The only way that a heterosexual man can be a friend to a woman is if he's willing to be used as a utility by said woman. If they're not giving up something in return other than platonic friendship, you can't even ensure she gets home safely. You acted like a nice guy. Men like you aren't safe. Ah, yes. Once again, let's excoriate the actual victim who had his time wasted. Quote unquote, you made yourself out to be more of a reliable friend than you are because you wanted to date her. Another user added, if she is truly your friend, you would care, about her safety enough to just walk her home. Once again, gentlemen, you have to be ready to fall on your sword no matter what when there's a woman involved. Not your job to walk her back home, but it makes clear that you were never friends and you never cared about her safety. A third commenter wrote, you just wanted the opportunity to be the good guy so she'd go out with you. Now she won't. You don't care about her safety or friendship at all. At the end of the day, if he needed space from their friendship to get over the hurt or rejection, then fine. He's more than welcome to work through his feelings. But that doesn't justify his actions and complete disrespect toward Annie. He blatantly showed that their friendship didn't mean much once his ulterior motive was void. Well, gentlemen, how does one avoid the friend zone? Well, in my video back in 2021, I said this, and I'm going to triple down on it in this video. If you are interested in a woman, make it known up front. Let her know exactly what you want. I know it's hard. Why? Because of, social media, Me Too, all this stuff. Everything that women used to try to make a sexual marketplace, or should I say, as Obsidian said back in the day, a socialist sexual marketplace, to where the men that they want, they're going to weed them out. The men that they do want, they're going to make sure to put them over here. And the men that they don't want, yeah, then they'll have no problems using society against those men. But another video for another day. However, gentlemen, make your intentions crystal damn clear. That way, she has to make a choice. If you're guy number three, guess what? You walk away with your head held high, regardless. If you're number two, guess what? Tap it. Go about your business. Guy number one, she'd make it known. She'd make it crystal clear. Yep, you're that guy for her. But stop chasing women altogether. Why? Because once again, thank you, social media, for exposing just how batshit crazy the modern Western woman truly is. Mm-hmm. Once again, women have no problems using men in their friend zone, and then at the same time, talk about, where are all the good men? We all know what that phrase truly means. Where are the men that I want, who should want me? It's not that I can't get men, because I have a whole plethora of men that I'm using for other things, but that one guy, that guy that I want, he doesn't want me. Why? Because he sees me as nothing more than an option for him. So I'm going to punish these other guys who actually do want me. But gentlemen, never get caught in that trap. Make your intentions crystal clear. And if she rejects you, take it on the chin. You know, go ahead. Cool. And move on. Yeah, there are guys still in 2024 languishing in the friend zone. That is a damn shame. But I would say at this point, if that's where you want to be, stay there. But then don't complain about being there. Yeah, yeah. But another way to get out of the friend zone, if you're a guy that's stuck there, get another woman. Scarcity mindset is what keeps a lot of guys in the friend zone. Yep. If you have an abundance mindset, you'll never be in the friend zone. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. Which is why, in my humble opinion, just my opinion, pay for play is still quote unquote illegal on the surface, but we all know once you go to the dark side, yeah, that right there will definitely help you obtain an abundance mindset. Just saying, just saying. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who love to continue to complain about, oh, where are all the good men? Blah, 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 blah. And men have told you, look in your friend zone. Oh, no. Oh, no. Those guys are like brothers to me. No, no. You know those men are what we call orbiters. You know this. Men who are there to be used, even though personally, I think those men should just make their intentions clear, because we've seen videos of men who've walked away from the friend zone and women lost their minds. And that is glorious. It truly is. But anyway, for you women out there who continue to think you're going to be able to string men along especially in this new environment. Yeah, guys are not hanging out in the friend zone anymore. And gentlemen, I suggest you don't. Make your intentions crystal clear from the get-go. Let her make the decision. If she wants to rock with you, cool. These are my parameters. If she don't, you know what? Cool. I got a clear answer. I can move on with my life, and you're not going to waste any more of my valuable fucking time. It is what it is, ladies. It is what it is. And yeah, you better understand this. The social power you think you have by friend-zoning multiple men, that will go out as more and more men have realized where they are. They're saying, yeah, no, I'm gonna make my intentions clear. And guess what? You either accept my feelings or you don't. And if you don't, hey, guess what? Have a nice life. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.